You're listening to Becoming Wildly Resilient, brought to you by University of Kentucky Human Resources Health and Wellness. Join us as we explore tools, practices, meditations, and conversations with members of the UK community. Together, we will discover how we can thrive at work, home, and beyond. Hello, everyone. I'm Amy Radquist Cadet, health coach with the University of Kentucky Health and Wellness Program. Welcome to Becoming Wildly Resilient Practices, where we will explore research-based tools and tips that help us thrive more in the areas of life that really matter most. And this month, we're talking about loving kindness. Practicing kindness is one of the most direct routes to happiness and connection and resilience. And research suggests that people tend to be more satisfied with their relationships and lives in general when they cultivate kindness. So this month's practice is the loving kindness meditation. It's sometimes called metta meditation. There's a lot of research behind it. And it's a great way to grow our capacity for connection, for resilience, and kindness. So here's why it works. Loving kindness meditation increases well-being in part by making people feel more connected to others, to loved ones, to acquaintances, to strangers. There's even been research done on middle schoolers and bullying with loving kindness meditation, decreasing the sense of distress. Research suggests that when people practice loving kindness meditation regularly, they start to automatically react more positively, and their social interactions and close relationships become more satisfying. The loving kindness meditation can also reduce people's focus on themselves. It's a good idea, which can lower our symptoms of anxiety and of depression. Barbara Fredrickson and her colleagues did research on the loving kindness meditation and published their research in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. They found that people who practiced this loving kindness meditation daily for 7 weeks reported a steady increase in their experience of positive emotions, things like joy, gratitude, contentment, hope, and love. They also reported a greater life satisfaction and lower depressive symptoms following the intervention compared to when they started. For me, this practice is what I lean on when I am feeling overwhelmed and disconnected with the collective heartache and devastation and pain on the planet. And there is a lot of that right now. I don't have to tell you, right? The loving kindness meditation helps me to settle, helps me to find my calm and cultivate this bigger sense of connection, especially when I'm feeling helpless and hopeless and overwhelmed. So here's how it works. Jackie is going to lead you through the loving kindness meditation later on this month. But for your own intents and purposes right now, this practice has 5 rounds to it. The first round is really all about you, focusing on your breath and the region of the heart that really connects you to that sense of peace. And once you ground yourself there, you offer yourself loving kindness. These are the words I use that I find to be really helpful for me. There isn't magic in these phrases. I think the goal here is to find words that feel authentic and real for you. So for me, it is quite simply, may I be happy. May I be healthy and safe. May I be at peace. Those are the words I offer myself in round one. Then you offer those words of loving kindness in the second round for someone who is easy to love, someone who puts a smile on your face. I've heard from some people that practice this tool, they think of an animal that's really easy to love, or maybe a loved one that has passed away. It could be someone, something, past or present, that really helps you connect to that sense of joy and love. Offer it to them. And then the third round, you offer it to someone that you feel neutral towards. Maybe it is someone that you see every once in a while at the grocery. Maybe someone in your neighborhood. Maybe someone around campus. Somebody that you don't have overly positive or overly negative feelings towards. Maybe your UPS driver. Offer that loving kindness to them. Fourth round. This is, I think, the trickiest round. This is where you are going to genuinely, as much as possible, offer these words of loving kindness to somebody that is giving you trouble, somebody that drives you bonkers, maybe somebody who's just getting under your skin. I always like to say here, the caveat is not to choose the person that has hurt you most in the world, that has created deep trauma for you. That's not the depth in which we're going to with this loving kindness meditation. For the fourth round, just think about somebody that's making you a little bit mental and see if you can offer those words of loving kindness to them. And lastly, and this is where you open your heart big, 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 offer it to all of us, to all people on the planet, all beings. May we be happy. May we all be healthy and safe. May we all be at peace. Try that this month. Practice it. Like I said, there aren't specific magic to the words that I chose. So if there are words that feel a little bit more in sync or in alignment for you, choose those words and then practice offering it to yourself, someone who's really easy to love, someone you feel neutral towards, somebody that gives you trouble, and then all people on the planet. Thanks for joining me today and practicing together, because practice makes possible. And that's how we become more wildly resilient. Until next time, keep practicing and be well. Thank you for listening to Becoming Wildly Resilient. This podcast is brought to you by University of Kentucky Human Resources Health and Wellness. We offer a wide range of online and in-person services to support the well-being of UK employees, retirees, and their spouses. You can find experts in mental health, personal resilience, nutrition, and physical activity. We're ready to meet you where you are and address your unique needs. To learn more about the work life and well-being services offered by UK Human Resources, visit hr.uky.edu/wellbeing. You can also connect with us on social media and YouTube by searching at UKY Wellness or by email at healthandwellness@uky.edu.